want to speak about a midah. It's called Midas HaKovet. Chazal say Akine Ve'ataivo Ve'akovet Moitzim Esa'odo Min Ha'oilo. Akine Ve'ataivo Ve'akovet Moitzim Esa'odo Min Ha'oilo. Chazal say, Yerovim ben Nevat. Yerovim ben Nevat. Zechoyte umachti. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tofsoi bebigdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chap Yerovim ben Nevat. And he told them, Chazor becho. Ve'ani, ve'ato, uben Ishai. Netayel began Eden. Do tshuva. Ve'ani ve'ato uben Ishai netayel began Eden. Omar lo ila kodesh baruch hu. Yerovam menevat told a kodesh baruch hu. Mi barosh? Mi barosh? Kodesh baruch hu told him chazor becho. Ato ve'ani. Ani ve'ato uben Ishai netayel began Eden. We'll go to Gan Eden. אמר לי, מי בראש? אבל הוא הולך בראש. אמר לי, בנישי. בנישי הוא בין בראש. אמר לי, איהוכי לי בעינו. זאת במסיעס ישורים, הדובר נויר. ירוב, you know, all of us, if הקדוש ברוך הוא will promise us to go to Gan Eden, what could be better? ברוך השם, נכבייס, יחגייץ לגן עדן, this is it. Now everything bad that happens to me doesn't make a difference. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes to Yerovim ben Nevat and he tells him Chazor b'cho ve'ato ve'ani ve'ato ubenisha nitayel be'gan Eden. Zot Yerovim ben Nevat ober mi b'roish, says benisha, benisha, David will be before you. Omar yihoche loy be'in. Who is that? The famous Vavar of Chaim Shmulevitz. He told him ani ואתו ובן ישי נטייל בגן עדן. לא, אני, אתו ובן ישי. אבל ירובם בן נבט wanted to hear, he wanted to hear it clear that he's first. It's a statement that he's first. אני, אתו ובן ישי. אבל he wanted to hear clear that הקדוש ברוך הוא says, דוד, בן ישי, ירובם בן נבט, you're first. So he asked, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he was ready for אחר הכובד השריקם. מי בראש? Omar loy benisha. Omar yochi loy beine. The kovet was moitzi him in the oilam. Because he decided that he wants a shtickle kovet. Because he wanted a shtickle kovet. The mele, he could not hold himself. And he was mevater on the ganze Gan Eden. He was mevater on the ganze Gan Eden. For a shtickle kovet. What's in the pshat? I want a little bit more masbir. A masbir I'm trying to say. There's a famous gemara. The gemara says that if you have someone that, you know, he was an usher and he's used to for a lot of needs, and he becomes poor, you have to give him his needs. A moshe was used to riding a white horse and people running in front of him. It's a fancy car from that days. So you have to give it to him. So the gemara, maise beben toiv imechot. And became poor. So Hillel HaZaken, every day he gave him a white horse with people to run in front of him. Yom Echode, Hillel cannot find a person to run in front of him. So Hillel ran in front of him. Now we have to know, this person, Zok Tavchayim Shulevitz, Abadi was not a Meshuggah. If he's a Meshuggah, there's no mitzvah, Dabar Rachmanis on a Meshuggah. There's no Rachmanis on a Meshuggah. Yishayim Bidas also Lerachim Olam. He was a vice choice. He needed it. He sees Hillel HaZaken running in front of him. He had to run over and say, Hillel, stop. He needed the kovet so much, so he didn't stop Hillel. He needed the kovet so much, So he didn't stop healing. What's the pshat? I want to be masbir a little bit. People think covet is negat ibn teira. Person wants to be oivet Hashem, kidai taka to break the midah from covet. Person has to know the midah of covet is a midah moitzim es ha'odam min ha'olam. Chaim Shmuel Levy says people think that when they get older the midah of covet leaves them. I'm telling you it's pum fakert of Chaim Shmuel Levy. Pum fakert. Covet just gets worse and worse. When you get older, you don't have taivas achile, you don't have taivas. All the taivas kimat botel. You can't enjoy them. You're left with taivas akovet. Maybe I'll start from the scary part. The person that doesn't work on covet has to know, he becomes 70 years old. He goes to his nephew's chasana. He's platzing to get a kibbut on the chuppah. Nothing helps. He's the alter kashka's uncle, 70 years old, and he doesn't get a kibbut, and he's angry the whole chasana. His mamash doesn't enjoy it. Tell you, for 2 weeks before, he's nervous if he will get a kibbut. He's standing in shul. You're in an age that doesn't bother you. Yeah, yeah, shtikel covered more from your friends, yeah. But you go to a shul, you're down to shtiblach, you'll get aliyah or not. You hope not, yeah. You have to run away after Knesset Taylor, yeah. You don't want to get stuck there. I'm sure you don't want to get a hike there, yeah. But when you get older, taibas a covet is moitzius a other min ha'olam. You become a grandfather. You don't enjoy life. You have an enikol, you sure? No, you sure? It's going to be nice to go down in the meal, no? Yeah? So for sure, I will get a bracha achrita. And then your grandson explains to you, this way I became, and this way I became, and this way I became. And you see all these rabban that could be your kids, yeah, your enikolach. And they give you a little, if it's a small bracha, and you know, that young guy gets bracha achrita, and another young guy. You're not enjoying it. A person has to know, covet eats the person up. I'm not speaking now only of tzvuchnius. A person that doesn't over than covet, and the minute he gets a bit older, as yaitza nidaitoi. And you think it's garnish, a person makes a wedding, he has money. He makes a wedding. Spends £500,000 for his wedding. And then the day after it, someone has a bit more, makes a little bit nicer chasana, and he hears that the olim say that the yanim's chasana is nicer. He doesn't enjoy his chasana at all. Now that other person that came to Eretz Yisrael, Echmeis and made Lamazagan and Gutnik a chasana, feels happy. And the guy doesn't enjoy a second. A second he doesn't enjoy. And you think it's not emes? You have a person, a balabatish person, yeah? He gives spoken the rafches. He knows who he goes, everyone is mechabed him. Molly comes to a wedding, they put him on a table with Alam Meshulach. Mistake. Yeah, he boils up. Well, he's so angry. He has so much covet. Every day, every yeshiva he goes, he's the big nugget. So one evening he doesn't have. Does his covet eats him so much up? He can't endure. He's angry. He's hurt. A person that is not oivetzum will get an avoide. Is moitzim es ha'odom min ha'olam. Yerovim benevat. Choyte umachti. Aber it's going to be Melech Yisrael. And he has an nevuah from Hashem, come to Gan Eden. And you know what level you will be, what class you will be? You'll be in the class with David HaMelech. Not come, you'll sit there, you know, under a little bush in Gan Eden. Well, go, you'll be in David HaMelech. But who will walk the step in front? And he can't help himself. And he's mevater on the Gan Tzolom Adem. Yochi loy be'ine. Loy be'ine. A person that doesn't work on it, he has to know. He doesn't realize what is mitzvah min ha'olam. He has kids to marry. He does the wrong shidduchim. And Reinred, he speaks to himself that he's doing it because well, the ma'ira is the shigonish. And a person all of his life takes the wrong decisions. The covet. The covet doesn't let him. The covet doesn't let him. If a person manages to break the covet, first, he could become a Talmid Chacham. He could give the right advice to himself. He doesn't have that thing that is moitzi him min ha'olam. He could become an emes Talmid Chacham. He could do the right things in life. The more you see Talmid Chachamim, and they're fighting and things, and you're standing from the side, and you don't understand. You don't understand such huge people. Lo yu'umen. What COVID can do to a person. I have an article from the Altam in Avardok. In Avardok, one of the avoiders that they had in Avardok was to break the COVID. To break COVID. It's famous, everyone knows. You know, they would go to drugstores, chemists, and they would buy nails. They would come in and ask if you could get a package of nails. You think, yeah, big deal. No, I also can be walking upset. I will go to the chemist, I'll ask, yeah. Hope they will not kick me out. It's not true. You could see people, they go to Vishen the Goyim, they want to look good, they want to feel good, yeah? Pretending they're the best of a mensch. I'll give you soon example. I want first to mark them the Agdama, what I mean. A person suffers from COVID the whole time. Chaim Shmulevitz said once, he was walking and he saw a garbage truck. If you saw, I think you know, also they had these garbage trucks. But the mahalach of the garbage trucks go, some people hang in the back, some have a seat. So they gave this, the one that hang in the back have to run sometimes to catch it. Some old garbage truck, they gave this. So I think Chaim Shmulevitz, once he was looking at a garbage truck, and one of the guys that is running in the back, you know, and catching as they tells him, don't think every time I'm here. Sometimes I sit in the front and the other guy sits in the back. He's a garbage guy. Yeah, commit what he is. He doesn't want it. People look at the street. He thinks that he Adam Ali hangs. He also sometimes he sits and the other guy hangs. The color doesn't let him. Azay is the world. Azay is the koyach of the person. The person cannot feel. Person flies first class. He wants that everyone will know that he's flying first class. Why? I'm trying to explain to you today. Amar Abach will say, no, I don't want to cover. I just want more mechubed, but maybe I'm more successful, people will treat me better. Mechubed, all different dimyayres, that a person doesn't let himself to say, I'm sick, I need cover. But a person can measure it, what is your injury? That everyone will know. Why? For what? What? What do you have of it? The better chips? I know, the better chair. It wasn't enough to mean it. Without realizing, you see, he will tell everyone that he is flying, he flew. Right? The better eye of the Holy Shira will know that he went first class. Yeah? What? I say this. This is a Kayach of Adam. And this tchuna, if you don't take care of it now, it eats you. You think, when you're young, okay, I don't have enough covet, but not Hashem, you know, I'll become a bit older. I would have a quarter of the covet that Yerim has. I would have a tenth of the covet that Yerim has. Oh, ich gewinn Zeit, I would be full. I'm telling you, sipum faket. The more covet that you have, chavasa yesh lomona reitza masayim, I'm telling you, yesh lomona reitza elef. Before you didn't even taste it, you didn't even want it. A person gets older and he doesn't get it, he starts to suck it from his kids. He gets so upset his kids are not mechabed him. You see, I'm all abusing people. They can't get covered from nowhere. They're thirsty for covered. A person is thirsty for covered. It's an illness. Chazal call it akino hataiva ve'akovoid. So a person sits here in the room, he was never over than covet, but he is not worried that his covet will be moitzim from the oilam. So what do you think covet is moitzim in the oilam? If you eat pills of covet, then you die, chas v'shalom. But if people give you covet, then you die. Chazal tells us every person, kina, taiva, recover, moitzim, esa'odam in the oilam. how you break covenant. How you metapel in this nekuda, chas v'sholem, you will not have. A person wants, I'm telling you, a person that manages to break covenant, maybe I'll explain you a bit before. You know, people sometimes think that another means, not covenant, they offer you, you come to a place, and they offer you to sit. Say, no, ichdafnish. Tanka, if you say that he doesn't like so much cover. Alright, if he says ichdaf, his mamash takes cover, he's like eating with his fingers, but a person says ichdafnish. But achon vei, if he comes to the place and no one offers him to go on top, he gets very insulted. You come to a simcha, you're standing in the door. Tell you, come in. No, it's beside it. The door, I don't want to disturb, yeah? But if you stay there for half an hour, and no one tells you to come in, it burns you. So it means you need exactly the cover. You, Baruch Hashem, you're not the type that when they call you, you just also need to march. And if someone comes after 20 minutes, you'll tell them, don't worry, they call me in just in the meantime, yeah? But they will not think that you're standing outside. A person doesn't know how much he needs covet, and he does the wrong steps because of covet. As there is the type of the other. Someone thinks, Marshall, they said, Alamo, when I was a Bachar in Panovich, I said, Migiret. Some of the Masmidim went to sleep 2 o'clock. But, the big Masmidim, I remember I had two roommates like that. So they would come 2 o'clock to the room. But, it was quiet. So they took off the shoes in the hall. And they would hold them and they would go on the toes, not to wake up. Yeah? So the Welt says then, that's what they said when I was a Bachar in Panovich. Oh, but they're davening to Hashem that someone will wake up and see that they're trying not to wake up someone. This is the time of the other. He hopes someone will see him. Yeah, every night he does it quietly, not to wake up no one, yeah? But he davens and a mistake someone will wake up and see him how he's trying to be careful not to wake up. This is the time of the other. This is the time of the other. So how you go about COVID? And the Valdik was a famous meiser. In the old days, there was no food in the yeshivas. You ate tanks, you ate by people. If you were lucky, you ate by people that had what to eat. If you were not lucky, you had the leftovers from their kids. And this bacher, one of the yeshivas in the Valdik, he had his family, but they were not so yeshivish, you could call them. They would invite him on Shabbos, they had good food, he would eat there, he would be full for a week. But the ruchnis there was terrible. They buy his nose. Ali Yehidis, he would go there after a meal of 4 or 5 hours, he had Yehidis, Bekola Pchines, Bekola Musog Imamish. And every time after he was there, he was mekabel on himself, to this house I'm not going in. To this house I'm not going in. And again, a couple of weeks, he became hungry, and he went. And all the ruchnias that he packed in, just dropped off again. Again, this house I'm not going to. He was coming up. Kids, a novadok was musik to make a melchoma against the covenant. They call it negating gas and machman aprat. It's to break the covenant. Kids decided the only way here is to break the covenant. Kids, he came to the house. Again, he ate. He was hungry. Achmanos in that day, no family away from home, and he ate their whole meal, and everyone sat around him with him. The kids were saying, "Tutzach Norton, Ali Yeridus." He decided he has to. So at the end of the meal, he asked if he could get a cup of tea. Say it? He asked him if he could take it with him to the yeshiva. He looked at him. Okay? Open his shirt and pour the cup of tea inside. They never invited him anymore. This man, he broke his covenant. This is a prayer of breaking covenant. How a person breaks covenant. I'll give you an example. Someone hears, I don't mean no one against no one specific, I don't know who says. Someone goes when I was running to camp. I mentioned to go to help little kids in camp, yeah? So the guy says, yeah, no, I'm going, I'm head division, all these names, yeah. Chas v'shalom, do not think that he's time going to be a normal kind of, it's a chosher position. Well, why do you have to say it? Why do you have to say it? Where are you going with it? I made the camera. You know, my job is, no one asks you who's your job. No one asks you who's your job. The chokhmah of a person that wants to start to get used to breaking covet, not to try, oh, you know, I will not tell people I'm learning, I will hide. No one asks you. You know, learn, guide with the kedusha, let everyone to know that you're learning, don't try to hide. But some little things, some little minus on yourself, that make you successful. Not like avodas Hashem. A person that manages to do something with avodas Hashem, he needs a bit chizuk from the elam around him. Is no chisol. Well, you know, you had the vision in the camp. You're running the camp this year. You're running the color work. Every camp has different halachas. To hold yourself not to tell people. Again, not to tell them to hope that they will find out. I'm not speaking about that kind of not telling. This is like that bacher, yeah. Not to tell people. You see, I'm all a minute gra. Someone gets engaged to a nice shidduch. So the Baruch says, you know, it was not to me also, I just said no. What is it exactly? You're jealous? You're allowed to be jealous. Your covet doesn't let you break your covet. Break your covet. Break your covet. A person has to know the only way to win covet is by breaking the midas of covet. And the way to break it is when a person feels he has in front of him small echetimtzes to add stories on himself. I'm not saying when it's not negia. Lamosha, a bacher gets into the door. Yeah? A good example. I'm not saying about it. The bacher davens deserves to get in the door. I'm not saying you don't have to hide that you're in the door. Yeah? But sometimes in the conversation, he wants to be sure that the Ilum al-Khabta is ready in the door. Yeah? As I'm clothed, he got in bed. What is that? Covet. Doesn't make no difference. If talking people will live with you better because you're in the door, so you wake up better in time. To say, the chokhmah of a person is to try to find, and I'm telling you, if a person will look, sometimes it's lo ye'umen ki yesuper. How many times a day he just pushes himself to be sure. To be sure. I'm not saying that a person wants cover to be the masculine in the yeshiva. Be there the whole time. Be there the whole time. Come early, be the whole Seder in Yeshiva, Gesundheit. Abinat, come open the Gemara, go out, and the Eilam will not chab when you came late. So, you might be working to fix your cover. So the way to daven is you just open your Gemara and then you go to daven. It's different mahalchim how to do it, yeah? To leave it late by night open, it's different shittas. Then, when a person realizes that he's doing that, he has to realize he's falling into his covet. And Chazal say every person has the covet, and every person is meitzim oisim min ha'olam. It's not a person in the world that is not meitzim oisim min ha'olam. It's not one person. And a person that doesn't work on it, who knows how much mistakes he makes in life. It's time for him to leave a yeshiva. And his cover doesn't let him to leave. It's good for him to learn with this guy Chavrusa. His cover doesn't let him to do it. It's good for him to do this for his learning. But his cover doesn't let him to do it. And he starts to do mistakes. He knows it's good what he's doing. His cover doesn't let him to do it, so he does something else. He loses. He loses his whole Olam Haba. So I'm saying this is 2 points. One point for the Ruchnius. Meitzim Misa Adam Min HaOlam. If a person doesn't work in it, a person will say, I never saw it. I want to explain to you. The Kovet, the Baal Gavah, He never lets you to think that you're doing it because kavod. You convince this guy is better for you. This chavrus shach is better for you. This shidduch is better for you. You know it's not. About the kavod. The kavod doesn't last. The kavod lasts. If a person is not strong enough to cut himself from kavod, all of his life he does mistakes. And be not to break his kavod, number one. But number two, and this is the main point, a person that doesn't do it will be suffering in his life and ain shiur. Chaim Shmuel said the lesson. How much a person knows what his kavod is, today a person has tairus. Forget a lot of time a person, when he's young, he will do tairus even that it's against his kavod. He knows it's a bizarre. He brings a maise, Shimi ben Soli, Zimri ben Soli. Zimri ben Salu was the enikel of Shimon. Salu was the son of Shimon, Shiftei Kor. He was 250. And he was sitting with his group. He was the Nasi of Beis Nashimoini. And they told him, as he brings a Gemara, that Hergim Nefoshes, that Moshe Beis Dina Hergim Nefoshes. And he felt bad. They told him, Kilo, the young people are paskening. You were 250. And the young generation took over. And because of that, it cannot be Omer. So he took Kozvi Basu, Amidyanis, and he married her, La'enikol, to show, I know the Aloche, that it's not Chayef Misa. I was talking this Alman, the Aloche, of Kanoi Poygin Boy. He didn't do that with his Zohar with her. He just did the Znus. And he said, it's Mutter, you know. When a poisek, Chamshon the Yedias. She was a Midianis, she was a prince, about the lowest. Shepoyarim lepoyir. They came with the most schmutz. I was talking about how schmutz it was. Nasi of Beis Nashimoyni. 250 years old. 250. La kleinem shikze. Others uncovered. The covenant made it to make a mistake. So he wanted to show that the psak is, that there's no chiyuv misa, and there's a heter on it, and nisht azeh vi denaye machmirim, nisht azeh vi the frumers. And I'm all besieged. This is what he told him. They told him the frumers are taking over. So he wanted to show. So he became stabbed on a psak, and he slipped. A person, the older he gets, covenant makes him a shugah. Covid makes him a sugar. See, Amol Chazonim and lost their voice already 50 years before, yeah? And they have to go up to the Amud. And you think Achmanis, and then Tzibur, Achmanis and everyone, yeah? And you don't understand what it is. This, he feels that the only place he can get covered is from his Chazonis. I tell you, I was in a Din Teire, Erev Yom Kippur. I will never forget. I had the first years that I was Isaac and Dayanis. I was sitting in the Shabbos Shabbos Kirchosa. I was asked to be one of the Dayanim. It was an old man. 100 years old, maybe. We were in Lotte Oves somewhere. He came with his sons. And he wanted to daven Musaf Yom Kippur. And then he spelled in Thailand. You can't, first it's that fasting, and they can't hear it. And they said they were given to say, Sanitaikif, take it if you want. And he managed, he was to wear them to the entire Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, I'm a shugunah. Erev Yom HaKodesh, people don't want to hear you, lost them up. Lost them up. Moitzim is ha'odam no'ilu. Moitzim is ha'odam no'ilu. He said he will die if not. I'm telling you, it was a person. He came with his kids. His kids were presenting them, but it was like Chabonis on the kids. They knew the father was wrong. You know, you don't see it, but you don't think this person was not sicker from all of you. He was made from the same kind of skin and bones that you are made. No difference. The same material. Just sometimes you don't see it. You just don't see it. And it's rachmanis when you see it. It's rachmanis when you see it. So I'm saying it's so important for ruchnius and so for gashmius. So the eitzah, the only eitzah is, you could go like mevarda gamol, you know, because I don't know if it goes in our days. You know, someone told me when he came to Eretz Yisrael, let's take a mevarda gamol. When he came 30 years ago to Eretz Yisrael, he started to break a shtickle, the color, yeah? So he went to the Bukhari. There was old people sitting there on the sidewalks. I don't know if it's the Baba Tama there. And the kids, it was Yom Dalit. And he asked them why the sun is red today. Chashvi, I don't know if someone can help him. So they asked him, because Yom Revi, the Derech Klal, it's red, yeah? So he felt so stupid. So he said, you know, he decided he'll make himself stupid. Yeah? But they played on him that they're also stupid. So he was already insulted. If they were laughing at him, oh, he managed to, he was a covet. He tried to get covet in doing, you know, in buying nails. But look, so a person comes into the shop, says, if you buy nails, yeah, we'll get you soon the nails, yeah? He was very upset because he went in, he was hoping that, you know, that they'll throw him out. A person has to know, if a person manages to break his covet, to hold himself, small little things, this is the only way to break covet. And if a person breaks covet, I tell you, it's such a leichter feeling. Such a schmacky feeling. I'm telling you, if you don't do that, remember what I said, write it down to yourself. All of you, the Loyetzin in a cloud, you'll stand in the chuba when you're 60 years old and remember what I told you now. If you feel a little pinch in your heart, remember you didn't work on it. It's too late now. I don't know what to do anymore. But know that when you'll be 70, it'll be much worse. That's all.